Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me? Hacker? To you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen. We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace. The chase is on. This way.
Where is it? No, I just saw it. I'm here. Pearl, is that you?
Digit, I'm so glad you remembered our call.
Of course I remembered.
Did you get the hyperspace data drive?
I've got it. But what's it for? What's going on at Canalia?
I'll tell you when you get here. And please, hurry.
This is so cool. Traveling on water instead of roads.
So what are we doing here, Ditch?
We have to help my friend Pearl. She told me Canalia is in big trouble.
Trouble? I don't know, Ditch. Everyone seems happy to me.
Things might not be as good as they look, Inez. Pearl says there's a problem. I believe her. We're here!
Wow, the water's kind of low. Looks like someone's been measuring it.
So where's Pearl?
Digit, over here.
There she is.
I thought you were coming alone.
I brought the Cyber Squad. Whatever the problem is, they can help.
I knew you looked familiar. Matt, Jackie, and Inez, right?
That's us.
So, what's up, Pearl?
We can't talk out here. Follow me.
Wow.
Whoa.
What's with all the secrecy?
Well, it's about the water.
There's a lot of it, that's for sure.
That's what everyone says. The problem is, we're using too much of it.
The water level does look kind of low. I saw that when we got here.
And it's getting lower and lower. I've been keeping track, but nobody wants to hear about it.
Water evaporates all the time. You sure there's a problem?
Positive. And I've built something that will prove I'm right. Something that will answer all the questions. A time machine!
No way!
Does this thing actually work?
It should, once I insert the final part. Ditch!
One hyperspace data drive!
What does a time machine have to do with the water problem?
Well, it will show everyone what the water level was in years past, compared to what it is now. And what it will be in the future if we don't make changes.
Then they'll have to believe you.
Exactly. Please work.
Yeah! This is awesome.
What are we waiting for? Let's take a trip down memory lane.
What if we don't come back?
Well, at least we'll all be together.
Matt!
I've been working on this for months. I promise it'll be okay. years ago should give us a good idea what the water level used to be.
I can't believe you actually made this.
I like to build stuff. Here we go! Welcome to Canalia. 10 years ago.
Am I seeing what I'm seeing?
It really worked.
I knew it would. At least I was pretty sure it would.
Look, the water level is higher.
But everyone is using their sprinklers and hoses just like they are in the present.
True, but there are a lot more of us in the present than here in the past.
And more people using the same amount of water means the water is being used up faster.
You got it, Matt. And if we don't change our habits, Canalia could dry up completely.
Under here!
Doesn't the rain help?
Sure, but we use way more water than the amount of rain we get.
Your time machine is the answer, Pearl. Once your neighbors see this, they will understand.
Okay, let's get back to the present so we can save our future.
Yeah!
Right.
Okay, this time machine is pretty cool. Does anyone else know about it?
Not yet. I'm keeping it hidden till I'm ready to show everyone.
It's true. A time machine in the hands of you-know-who could do who-knows-what.
Until everyone sees what we saw, it's going to be hard to convince them to conserve water.
I've been trying to tell them if they just make a few small changes, they won't be wasting so much water.
Like stopping this leak?
Yes. It just started last night. My dad promised to fix it.
It's just leaking a little.
A little, yeah. But these tiny drips can add up to a lot. I'll show you. We'll measure.
One scale for measuring.
Oh, that won't work, Digit. You measure a liquid by how much space it takes up. So you need some kind of container. Like this glass. But let's start with an empty one.
It's going to take a while to fill that.
Whoa, that didn't take long at all.
10 minutes, to be exact.
One glass is filled in 10 minutes. So, 2 glasses in 20 minutes, 3 glasses in 30 minutes.
That's 3 full glasses of water every half hour.
Yikes! That's a lot of glasses of water. Imagine how many you'd have in a full day.
See what I mean?
Wow, what a waste.
I asked for a town meeting to explain what everyone needs to do. Hopefully, they'll listen this time.
They're gone.
My plan is working.
What plan, boss?
We've just been waiting here for weeks doing nothing.
That was the plan. While we've been relaxing, that little girl has made a time machine.
Oh, brilliant, boss.
Just brilliant.
And now that supercilious cyborg has brought the missing part, just as I knew he would, we can use the time machine ourselves.
Can we go back in time to when you had hair?
What did you just say?
He said, can we go back in time?
I heard what he said. Listen closely. Once we get that time machine, we're going back into the past. When I worked for Motherboard. Only this time, I will reset the course of cyber history. This time, I will be in charge of cyberspace. Me, the hacker, not Motherborn. Now, let's find a way to get that time machine to the Wreaker.
Why are we here? What's this all about?
Everyone, please. For the past few months, I've been telling you that the water levels here in Canalia are going down.
There's nothing to worry about. We get plenty of rain. Besides, Canalia is made of water.
Who is that guy?
It's okay. I know it's hard to see the difference, but if we don't make some changes now, we might just run out of water.
You got their attention now.
If everyone in Canalia could save just 1 gallon of water every day...
1 gallon is nothing!
That's my point. It may not sound like a lot, but there are 365 days in the year. So, if we each save just 1 gallon a day, we could each save 365 gallons a year.
What? With everyone working together, the amount of water you can save will add up fast.
Calm down, everyone. We don't have to worry. We're surrounded by plenty of water.
Sounds good.
It's that guy again.
Dad.
That's your dad?
Honey, you have to stop worrying about all this water stuff.
But, Dad, you have to listen to me.
What? You're losing them.
We have to do something.
Please, everyone listen. Pearl is telling the truth. You have to believe her.
Why should we? Does she have proof?
She does.
What proof?
She built a time machine.
Matt.
She did. And she can show you how Canalia has changed over the years.
A time machine?
Thank you all for coming. Don't worry. Everyone will have their chance to see what I'm talking about. May I present my time machine?
Oh. What?
This is your time machine?
No, it's not. I mean, I don't know what this is.
It was here. We saw it.
We went back in time ourselves!
Pearl, honey, I know you think we need to conserve more water, but making up stories about a time machine is not going to help.
But, Dad...
Wait! She's not making it up! I'm really sorry, Pearl. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
It's not your fault, Matt. I guess I did this all for nothing.
No way, Pearl. We'll find your time machine.
And we'll find out who took it, too.
Now, no one will ever believe me.
Pearl, come back.
I'll go. You guys find the time machine.
Look at this. Who would do such a mean thing?
Hey, this stuff looks familiar. Wig gel.
Hacker! If Hacker has the time machine, there's no telling what he could use it for.
We've got to get it back. For Pearl.
And for all of cyberspace.
Faster! I want to get this to the Wreaker. Soon, all of cyberspace will be mine.
I'm going as fast as I can, boss. This thing is heavy.
Why wait, boss? Let's take over cyberspace now.
Yeah, let's do it now. Then I can stop rowing.
You're right. For once, you're right. There's no need to wait. Follow me. Let's see. How many years ago did I work for Motherborn? 5? 18? 22?
I think this many years.
No, wait!
Uh-oh.
Yikes!
Say hello to Motherboard.
Hello, Motherboard.
Too far back, right?
Let's go forward. My turn.
Enough! Let's get this machine back to the present and figure out how it works.
The water's even lower than last week. There are even some spots that are too shallow for the gondolas.
Oh, that could be dangerous.
It is, but no one believes me. Not even my dad. Especially now that he thinks I made up the time machine. I wish Matt hadn't said anything.
Aw, he only wanted to help. We all do. We'll make them believe. You'll see. And we'll get back your time machine, too.
Hacker! There he is!
And he's got the time machine. Push, Stitch, push!
Push it!
Hey, Bosch, can we get an ice cream?
Not now, you buckethead. We're almost to the Reeker. Control of cyberspace is finally within my grasp! It's the Earth Bats! They're after us! Faster!
I'm trying, boss!
Me too!
They're almost to the Reeker!
I'll help!
They're catching up! Faster, faster, faster!
No problem, boss!
Uh-oh.
Look what you've done!
Whoa, Jack! Whoa!
We're getting closer.
They're getting away!
Bye-bye, Earth Bats! You can find me at Motherboards!
I am not letting Pearl's time machine get away!
Go get him, Maddie!
Almost there. Almost there.
Give it up, hacker!
What? Row! Row!
Rowing!
Guys, thank you for everything you've done. Sorry I got so upset before.
It's okay, Pearl. I get it. The important thing is that you have your time machine back.
Now we can show everyone what will happen in the future if they don't make some changes.
Pearl? Is that you? What's this?
It's my time machine, Dad.
I told you she made one.
It works, too.
This is incredible, Pearl.
You want to try it?
Do I want to travel through time? Oh, you bet I do. How far into the past are we going?
Actually, let's take a peek into the future.
Canalia! Canalia is drier than a desert!
This is not good! This is not good at all!
No more water or grass or flowers. Not even any oranges.
Our beautiful Canalia. It isn't beautiful anymore.
Like Pearl's been saying, if you don't make some changes, this is what could happen.
I believe you, Pearl. Oh, I should have listened to you sooner.
It's not too late, Dad. We can still save Canalia.
What are we waiting for?
Pearl was right. I've seen what the future holds. And 50 years from now, unless we stop wasting water, Canalia will dry up.
Do we have to stop using water?
What will we drink?
Everyone, stay calm. We don't have to do anything drastic. If we just make a few small changes, we can make a big difference.
Let's do it.
But how?
If you shut off the water when you brush your teeth, you can save 2 gallons of water a day.
And if you cut your shower time by just 2 minutes every day, you can save 4 gallons of water.
Fixing your leaky faucets can save even more gallons of water every single day.
Using a broom instead of a hose to clean your sidewalk can save even more water each and every day.
Put a rain barrel under your drain pipe. You'll be surprised how much water you'll save.
Check it out, Pearl. The rain from the roof filled 4 big rain barrels.
Yeah!
And water from a rain barrel can be used for other things, like watering your flowers.
And washing your dog.
Saving your extra water instead of pouring it out is another good way to conserve.
If you water your lawn, you can save even more by running your sprinklers at night so the water doesn't evaporate in the hot sun. Oh, Canalia is so pretty.
And now it will stay that way.
All because of you, Pearl.
Thanks so much for your help, you guys.
At last, my time machine is complete.
Nice job, boss.
Are we going to go back in time to when you worked for Motherboard?
We are. A good plan should never, ever go to waste. You can quote me on that.
A good plan should never...
Never mind. Come on.
Boss?
What was that about a good plan?
No!
Stay right where you are! It's Cyber Chase for real!
Hey, Bianca.
Hi.
Great day for washing the car.
Yeah, you want to help? Okay, grab a sponge. Don't forget that spot.
Oh. And don't forget that spot.
Oh. Where's the hose? Do you see it?
I do see the lake that you made.
Don't worry. It's only water.
Wow. It looks awesome.
Yeah. Come on. I'm thirsty. Let's go get a glass of water.
You know you waste a lot of water.
I do not. When?
When people waste water, they don't do it to be wasteful. They do it without thinking.
Okay, so when did I do it?
First, when we were washing the car, you left the hose on even when we weren't using it. That wasted gallons of water.
Okay, that's one time.
Then when we came back in, you started the washing machine with just one towel.
Okay, 2 times.
And after that, when you gave me this glass of water, you let the water run until it got cold. Let's do an experiment. Do you have a big measuring cup and another glass?
Yeah.
You gave me 1 glass of water, but threw out 4 glasses waiting for the water to get cold. one quart of water down the drain. If you put this in the fridge, it would be cold in no time
without the waste.
Oh. Why do we have to conserve water when there's always water when we need it?
If everyone wasted water, we could run out and there would be no water to drink, bathe, or to water our plants. Hmm.
I'm not a water waster. I'm not. I won't waste water! Oh, that was a bad dream. Oh, I need to take a cool bath. Maybe a quick shower would be better.